Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Dr. Robert Ciprian on the line. He's a founder, chiropractor, and holistic healer over at Heal Profoundly. He's also author of the book Heal Profoundly, A Graffiti Thug's Transformation to Holistic Doctor. I mean, what a title. Robert, just want to say, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Adam.
All right, Robert. So excited to dive into your book and just your overall concept of what it means to heal profoundly and how you're doing that for your patients. But before we get started with that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Robert, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Robert, what mission matters to you?
Well, I believe that we're all really designed and meant to be joyful and fulfilled in life. So I help people to get the obstacles out of the way of their health, their purpose in life, their financial well-being, and their relationships in life so they can have that joyfulness and fulfillment in their lives.
That's awesome. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line and experts to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they do it, and, you know, what we can all learn from that to all get better along the way. So awesome to have you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off, like, where did this all start for you? Like, where did your journey as becoming a healer, like, where did it begin for Robert?
Oh, man. So I grew up in Queens, New York, pretty much on the streets, involved with graffiti and gangs and all that stuff. And I've always had like an intuitive aspect, and I just got pushed more and more out of that lifestyle by, I guess you want to say, spirituality, my intuition, different occurrences I had. And I just really got pushed toward being a doctor, a healer, a teacher, a coach. I just followed the path that life set forward for me and just kept going.
It's interesting because we all have our, you know, our zigs and our zags, ups, downs, all those other things. And I personally believe that we don't know exactly what's next always. We like to think we're in control or we know what path we're on, and then something else changes. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes maybe some not so great things or things we perceive as not so great may happen to us. So on your journey, like, and as you're kind of making this transition into a healer, maybe you always, as you mentioned, you may have had some of this always in you. Like, what do you think are some of the things that helped you along the way to maybe recognize whether it's a guidepost or signs or like whatever we want to call them? Like, what kind of gave you those? What were those guideposts for you?
What I really followed was my enthusiasm about things in life and my excitement about things. I mean, I really followed my feelings and my heart. And I always have been the type of person when I got fixated on something, like this enthusiasm would come up, this interest. And I would say, let me explore that. Let me follow it. And I would jump into it. And that always led me step by step by step to where I was going. And it still leads me today to where I'm going.
Oh, that's so interesting because it's you give yourself room to explore, it sounds like, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm only about halfway done. So who knows where I'll be next?
No, it's great because I think sometimes I'll pick on myself on this one. Like, so my previous career, I mean, I was in finance as an advisor and just in financial services, I don't know, 12, 14 years prior to, and I've been in media now, you know, going on 6 years full time. But looking at like my journey, when I think about that and I'm like, if I wouldn't have given myself the space to launch a podcast or to write a book or to do something new that was maybe outside the wavelength or the experience that maybe some other of my peers in my industry were going through, like, then a lot of the good things that were coming out kind of that came my way wouldn't have happened. But that's all based on like allowing myself that room to breathe or to explore.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of people are happy that you took that upon yourself now. Yeah.
So I want to, as a transition, books. I'm a big fan of books. I'm a big fan of authors. Love helping authors sell books and promote and get their message out to others, because I think books are a great medium to do that. I still love paper, too. That's the old-fashioned whatever. But I do. I like an ebook too. I see you have Kindle. I'm looking at Amazon as well. And you even have a hardcover out there. So lots going on there. But what was the inspiration for the book?
The book was actually in one of my darkest healing times. I had a pretty dark transformational year. And sometimes, you got to really fall down low to hit rock bottom before you jump back up again. And I had one of those points in my life. It was about the second or third one I went through. And I would just come home from work from the office and just sit and just write for about half hour, an hour every night. I just realized I need to put my story on paper, because I tell people my life story, like even my patients or people that are newer in my life that don't know my background, and they just look at me bewildered about how I've had such a metamorphosis in life and how I've experienced so many darker things and also really unbelievable, miraculous things in my life. So I'm like, I just got to start putting down chapters and write down my story.
So I, of course, we're not going to spoil the whole book, but I do want to give the audience just a kind of a flavor for the writing style or you and what's in the book. So I know there's many, many takeaways and things that you want your readers to gain out of the book. But maybe if you could give us one or two that you hope your readers leave off with, as a creator, what would those be?
The first thing is that whatever your dreams are, your desires, I mean, what even from, you know, when you were maybe younger that you're just like, oh, I want this or that in my life, that is all possible. You literally would not have those desires if it was not already set up for you to go and create that and make that happen. So that's something I try to tell people, and I've spoken to, underprivileged youth and all that stuff. I love doing that stuff. I just want to let those people know that anything is possible. All your dreams are possible, all your desires are possible, or else you wouldn't have that desire in the first place.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I feel like one of the best ways to convey that authentically is to share your story. And that's what you're doing in this book, is you're really sharing your story, and you're sharing, you know, not just the good stuff, right? Like, I feel like as we're successful, as we grow, as we do these other things, it's always easy to just kind of talk about the good. But in this case, like you're going through, you know, the stuff that we also don't like, so that other people can use your story as an inspiration. What was that process like for you?
Those really tough times, those bad things, those are my biggest road signs. I mean, that when you, I've come to a place in life where I come against a big problem, a big obstacle, I'm like, thank God, now I know which way to go, not that way, you know? And it's one of the biggest directors you could actually have. And, you know, what do all the greats say? You learn from your mistakes. It's your best teacher.
What was that process like for you, just writing a book, I mean, in general? And the reason I ask that question is because there's so many people out there that want to write books, that want to do things, and they're kind of like, they everybody's got a book in them. I didn't say that, by the way. It was Les Brown or Jim Rome, one of those greats, they said that, and I believe it. Everybody does have a book in them and a story to tell. What was that process like for you? Because there's a difference between people that just want to do it and they get it done.
Yeah, well, I was following the internet entrepreneur Eben Pagan for a while, who does a lot of great, online sales techniques and stuff like that. And he talked about writing a book in one of his little webinars I took from him. And he broke it down so simply. He said, look, just take a sheet of paper, write like 1 to 12, 1 to 15, just give yourself a good amount of chapters, and just start writing down the titles of your chapters. And he goes, once you do that, all you have to do is write 12 or 15 essays, you have a book. And I just found that so easy, just breaking it down to little bites, that made it something that's doable for me.
That is good. I love it. And my first book was completely like that. I think I wrote it on a train, and I was actually talking the book in my phone using some recording software, Dragon or something like that. And I mean, since then we've published as a company going on over 300 authors. We're a professional publishing company, but the first one, I leave it out there on Amazon because it's my ugly duckling. And I tell people, I'm like, anybody can write a book. You don't have to use a big company. You don't even have to use our services. Like, I'm not even plugging that. I just mean, if you just want to get it out there, like, you can do it. Like, that first book, I leave it out there, Ugly Duckling, on purpose. Your book, by the way, is beautiful. Like, your cover design, everything else like that. My cover design on my first book, not so much. But that wasn't the point. What I learned after getting the book out there is that it was able to help people regardless of the cover wasn't beautiful or this or that. Like, the feedback you get, I believe, from writing a book and things like that, that you can just by sharing your story can be tremendous. And you realize, oh, wow, this was an important use of my time. So congrats on that. Congrats on the book. We're going to leave, the information on our in the show notes so that our audience can pick up a copy. But I like to switch focus slightly for a moment, and I like to talk more about your practice and how you're helping your patients. Tell us a little bit more about your company and what you do.
Yeah, I started off wanting to go to school as a chiropractor, and very quickly I got introduced to a lot of other things, and that's because I got severely ill when I first started medical school for chiropractic. So I found all these other holistic things, and then energetic, and then spiritual. And I just made my whole, right now, my whole life is I'm a permanent student. I'm always learning. So I took these things that helped me, and I use those with my clients and patients now. I help people, of course, with aches and pains and health things, but I also help them with mental, emotional blocks, and also like big purposes in life, like trying to figure themselves out too, and just helping them kind of get a clear picture of really who they are. So I work on, with people on lots of different levels. Whatever it is they really can't get over, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or more spiritual, I help them get through those things through my own experiences and what I've learned.
That's great. What are some of the ways that you are able to help patients, or do you work with them directly? So is it in person, virtual, combination? Give us a little bit of a feel for how that works.
Yeah, right now it's virtual because I moved from Washington, D.C. to Miami, and I have been working with people virtually from a distance for several years now. And just when I went to make the move down here to Miami, I'm like, well, I'll just do only online for now until I figure out my next step. And I learned early on just about energy work, how people can do it at a distance. You don't have to be in front of someone or have them laying down on a table right in front of you to do it. But I've also dug deeper and deeper and deeper through my inquiries that I could actually help people with physical things from a distance too, like joints being out of place or emotions with their organs or energy blockages within their body or organs or muscles or things like that too. So I'm kind of one of a smaller niche of people that can actually do physical work from a distance on people too.
Oh, that's amazing. In terms of the types of individuals that are usually a good fit to work with you and your team, I mean, what do you find are normally some good areas that you like to work with? So are there any particular like ailments, or is there any particular like just in general, like what are the type? Because when I'm going to also give you an opportunity to leave your website, and I want the right people to follow up with you to get help.
Sure. For me, who I really like working with are people that have already tried several different things, several different doctors, several different practitioners, and they haven't been able to get the results they want. I like the people who are just like, I can't figure this out. I need help. And of course, people who really believe they can get help, but they just haven't found it yet, because you got to really believe like, hey, I can get well, because the not only are like the emotional traumas and the emotions getting them out of the way important too, but also someone needs to have their mind working in a way of like, I know I could do this and I'll figure it out and I'll find it, so that they can move forward with it too, because the mind's the most important aspect of our whole life.
Great. Well, Robert, I have to say it's been great having you on the show, learning more about your practice, learning more about your book, Heal Profoundly. If somebody's listening to this or watching this and they want to learn more and to connect with you and your team, what's the best way for them to do that, and also to pick up a copy of your book as well?
Sure, sure. Well, my website is healprofoundly.com. It's pretty easy to remember and to look up. My book's available on there, but also you can just look the book up on Amazon. And probably the best social media for me is Instagram, and that Instagram for me is Muscle Testing Doctor, all spelled out fully. Doctor spelled out fully.
Fantastic, and we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on it and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, we're a platform that's all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share why they do what they do, how they do it, their mission, and most importantly, what we can all learn and gain from it so that we all grow together. If that's the type of content that you're into or sounds interesting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals, just like Robert, coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Robert, really been a pleasure. Wishing you much more continued success with both your book and your practice. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam, very much.